The number one is important on God's number line. There is only one of Him and only one of each of us. We are each unique. We have one birth, one life, and one sure death where we don't return. There is one hope, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Son, one Holy Spirit, and one Father who is over all, through all, and in all. Paul points that out in Ephesians 4:4-6. One can be multiplied or divided by itself, and it's still one. It's such an interesting number in that it is independent of other numbers, but yet all numbers are composed of it. Like the number 3 is 1+1+1. Let's consider then a little poetic mystery. One is God, for He is the first and the last. He is the one and only God is one. As one, He is sufficient, alone, self-sufficient, self-existent, and self-revelational. He alone, as one, just by Himself, is enough and plenty. One can stand alone. The Lord is God, and He is one. Now, one plus God is the majority. Thus, 1+1 is 2, and 2 is better than 4 because, like a four-legged stool, the fourth point is always trying to find its place. 3 is superior, and each point accompanies the other two. 3 is 1, and includes 1 and 2. In God's case, 1 is 3. 3 is superior to anything more than 3. 3 includes 1 and 2. One God who is sufficient. 1+God is the majority, making 2 better than 4. Always. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost are 1. And the 1 is 3, the 3 are 1, and 2 and 3 are better than 4 or 5. Always. David killed one giant with one stone on the first shot, and it isn't recorded that anyone ever did that again. It happened only one time. Israel marched around one city, Jericho, and the walls fell down. God did not do that again as if it was a method. It was a one-time situation. In Matthew 17:27, Peter was sent to the sea to cast in one hook to catch one fish, the first fish, which had one coin in its mouth in order to pay their taxes. 2 John, 3 John, Philemon, Jude, and Obadiah are the shortest books in the Bible with only one chapter. In John 10:30, Jesus, by His one sacrifice, once and for all, never needing to be repeated forever, represents the unity of the Father and the Son. By His one sacrifice, He made it possible for all our sins to be forgiven. He is the one mediator and one good shepherd, and there's not another. There is only one door to enter the kingdom, and there is only one kingdom. John 14:6. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. Christ Jesus is the personification of one way, one truth, one life, and one door. He doesn't just know the way, He is the way. On the first day, God started the ball rolling on all this by creating the heavens and the earth. He started time moving by saying one time, light, and there was. And He didn't have to say it a few more times to get it right. He spoke it once, and the light was right, and He saw it was good. Then He separated that into day and night, and evening and morning. That was the first day. God's first commandment is to keep the Sabbath. Colossians 1:15 says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation, the one King and ever-Lord who reigns in one eternity. The first commandment is, You shall have no other God but me. The first public message Jesus gave was from Isaiah 61, 1-3, and it wasn't about the badness of mankind. It was not about sinners or hypocritical church leaders, or about the necessity of keeping the law. His first public message was about how his Father had sent him to set the captives free and to liberate all the whomsoevers from their bondage if they would believe on the Son of God, a message of hope and a brighter future. In Mark 10, 7-8, it says, "A man shall leave his mother and father and hold fast to his wife in marriage. There the two shall become as one. They will no longer be two, but one flesh." Jesus is the firstborn of the dead in Colossians 1:18, and in Romans 8:29, he's the firstborn among many brethren. In 1 Corinthians 15:20, Paul calls Jesus the first of the first fruits. In Revelation, he refers to himself as the Alpha, the first letter of the Greek alphabet. It is through Christ alone, the only one by which we can be saved, and his name is the only name under heaven by which we connect to our true destiny. 1. The first whole number after zero, and a number of beginnings, like Genesis is called the book of first things, like Revelation is called the book of last things. Well, there you have it. That's the idea of the number one on God's number line. And what do you think? Thanks for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.